Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Come on, let's get going now.
From KMOX Sports.
We're primed and ready.
All day, baby.
Man, let's go.
This is the Graybar Sports Open Live. Graybar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs. On 104.1 FM, KMOX.
Here we go on a Wednesday evening. Welcome into the program, everybody. It is a Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX 104.1 FM, still at 11:20 a.m. as well. We are also streaming at KMOX.com on the Odyssey app. We are video streaming on all our various social media channels, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, wherever it might be. We come to you. We try to meet you wherever you happen to be. And we've got you for a full two-hour program tonight. We've got a lot that's going to be on the show. Three guests are scheduled. Our guy, Bernie Miklas, he's going to join us at 6:20. So in about 10 minutes from now, we'll talk with the big dog, Bernie. Hockey Amy, Amy Markscores, you know her from the Chris and Amy show. She knows her hockey. She formerly, as Kevin Wheeler was talking about earlier, she formerly, in a former life, I guess you could say, she did all things St. Louis Blues, and she's going to join us to talk a little bit about what's going on with the Blues. We're going to talk with Rich Sermonello coming up next hour. We'll preview the NFL draft with him, and we'll take your calls, your texts, your comments, all that. I always say, for those of you who stick with us, and I certainly appreciate that, for on these days where the Cardinals play weekday day games and we do the extra inning show, we don't get as many calls and texts and things like that. We get into the Dave Glover show as quickly as we can, and then we hold that for Sports Open Line. So we'll have some time for you, especially just after the 7 o'clock news, maybe a little bit before the 7 o'clock news as well. We'll see how this hour ends up going. But for you to comment in on what's going on with the Cardinals. And there's a lot going on right now. Again, if you want to call or text, the phone number 314-436-7900 right now. Just text. We'll open up the phone lines later on, but you can text in at any time at 314-436-7900. 314-436-7900. That is how you text into the program, or you can tweet at me at Matt Pauley on air, MattPauley on air. Or if you are watching us on the video stream and we're watching those video numbers continue to grow and grow, more people are coming in and watching. If you've got anything to say about what we're saying or about the Cardinals, you could just leave a comment and I will see those and I will address them. Also, if you were with us for the Redbird Rush Hour, I took a screenshot of some of the comments that came in that we were not able to get to during the Redbird Rush Hour, and I'll try to touch on those coming up here on Sports Open Line. So a lot going on. I'm frustrated about the Cardinals here at the moment, and I'm not alone, right? Like that's there's a lot of people who are frustrated with what's going on. The thing that frustrates me the most is how much better I think this team could be from a record standpoint. If I didn't think this team was very good, if I didn't think this team had a legitimate chance of at least contending for a playoff spot, I wouldn't care as much about what's going on. I'd care a little bit because it's the Cardinals, and we want the Cardinals to win as many games as possible and all that. I'm not saying that, you know, wins and losses wouldn't matter at all to me. But it means more because I feel like this team is good enough, that there is enough talent on this team to actually be in contention for a playoff spot. Maybe I'm crazy. But that's starting pitching's been good enough. Hitting's been good enough. I know from a run scoring standpoint, they only scored the one run today, and it hasn't been as good over the last week or so as it's been throughout the year. But for the most part, this has been a pretty good offensive club. And then this shows you everything that I know about anything. I thought the bullpen was going to be really good this year. Like, really good. I didn't think they were going to be as good as they were last year, but last year they were historically good. Last year, they were one of the best bullpens, really, in the history of the St. Louis Cardinals organization. The bullpen was such a strength last year. And, yeah, you lost Andrew Kittredge, but you replaced him with Phil Maton. And outside of that, everything else has kind of stayed the same. Well, Ryan Fernandez has clearly taken a step back, and you hope that he can go find who he's going to be. John King has taken a little bit of a step back, too, although I don't think he's ever been really good at the beginning of the season. And of all the guys, like, there's a clear list of like who you trust in the bullpen, right? Kyle Leahy, you trust. Phil Maton, you trust. If you can get to him, Ryan Helsley, you trust. So that's your A group, right? In a perfect world, if everybody's healthy, that's your 7, 8, 9 right now. Then there's who's the next group? I think John King is in the next group, and I'm not really including Steven Matz in all of this because Matz is a long reliever. He has a different role than other guys. I'm talking about just your standard, like, one inning, sometimes pitch into a second inning kind of reliever. You have a clear top tier with three guys, and that's not great. You'd like there to be more than three. And then I'm still generally trusting of John King. Like, even today, The Braves placed some hits in a really tough spot, right? Like that could have looked very different for John King if it wasn't like he was just getting hit really hard. The JoJo Romero thing is, man, you got to figure that out. He's got to be a big part of this bullpen. You know, obviously figuring out Ryan Fernandez is probably job number one, most important thing number one, because of how much he is struggling right now. But figuring out JoJo Romero beyond that is probably the second thing that you want to do. And I've said this over and over, and I'm not just trying to like repeat myself because I said it multiple times during the Redbird Rush Hour. Look, I see the text messages. Like, this just an example of the text messages that we're getting. Half of these things are like just killing Oliver Marmol. Just killing him. Like, everybody is destroying the manager. At least the people who are upset enough to send in a text message or send in a comment. And I'm not trying to like run away from those, and we'll certainly address those coming up later on. But I think the bigger question here is, like, what would have you rather seen today? What would have you rather seen? The only thing that, other than like using guys in a different order, but I again, using guys in a different order, how much does that really help? The only other option that Ali had specific to like today's game, the only other option was using Matt Swanson. And I would have actually liked to have seen him use Matt Swanson. If I would have been managing the Cardinals today, I probably would have found a way to get Swanson in there, and I probably would have stayed away from Fernandez. I would have maybe ordered things a little bit differently. I don't know if it would have been a you know, a one-for-one change, Swanson for Fernandez. But of the group of pitchers that I use today, I probably stay away from Fernandez and I use Swanson instead. But with all due respect to Matt Swanson, who, like, I talked to him during spring training. He's a great story. Added to the 40-man roster, made his major league debut the other day, was able to throw a scoreless inning. A guy to be excited about for the future. Right now, if you are pinning your hopes and dreams for the Cardinals really turning this thing around and the bullpen becoming a strength, if you're pinning that to Matt Swanson, I think you're going to be disappointed. I'd like to see what they have in him. They thought enough of him to put him onto the 40-man roster. But it's not like he's this big-time lockdown relief pitcher that they're just leaving in the bullpen because they've got their head up their backsides. It's a guy who's kind of a fringe big leaguer up and down, but you do have to use him. So that's the one thing. Like, of every Oliver Marmol didn't – I don't think there were any other options there for him to use other than Swanson. And if Swanson's your big change, I don't know how much of a difference it's going to be in the final result. That being said, I would not have used Ryan Fernandez today. He is really, really struggling. I think you got to find a different route to go here at the moment, and I would be bluntly a little bit surprised if Fernandez is on the roster when the Cardinals start their weekend series against Milwaukee come Friday. If you want to join us, 314-436-7900, 314-436-7900, that's how you call, that's how you text. You can tweet at me, at Matt Pauley on air, MattPauley on air. For the folks who are watching us on the video stream, you can just leave a comment, and I'll see those come in to our little digital studio that we have as we do the video side of this whole thing. Bernie Miklas joins us in just a moment or so. Don't go anywhere. This is a Gray Bar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Back to the Gray Bar Sports Open Live Connect on 104.1 FM, KMOX.
Back at it on a Wednesday night. It is a Graybar Sports Open Line. Matt Pauly with you until 8 o'clock this evening. You're going to bring Bernie Miklas into the program. Our conversation is always being brought to you by Saliga Heating and Cooling. You can find Bernie absolutely all over the place. Cosmo Kramer would tell you he's prolific because he is at the Sports Hub STL doing columns and videos. He co-hosts the Cards Territory program with Katie Wu, and of course part of all things KMOX, all our programs, Gas House Gang, Sports on a Sunday Morning, and we get them each week here on Sports Open Line. Hey, Bernie.
Hey, Matt. Good to be with you, man. I miss you. I told you that earlier today in a text message because in the new format, we don't get to do as many of the Gas House Gangs together, but that's all right. That's why there's off seasons, right?
That is, and we'll take advantage of this opportunity right now. What do you make of like this bullpen? Not just obviously you're not breaking any news if you tell us that it's struggling right now, but just in terms of like long-term implications, because right now this team could have a much better record if their bullpen was performing at just a little bit of a higher level.
Yeah, I mean, they've played 25 games. They've already blown seven leads, and only those leads was blown by Ryan Helsley. They can't get the game to him in a reliable way. The way I look at it, unless Steven Matz is in the bullpen, and as we know, he's going to go bullpen-wise, the Cardinals only have three good relievers. I mean, one is Helsley, but he doesn't pitch much because Ollie chooses to have him be held back just for traditional save opportunities. Kyle Leahy has been their best reliever all season, and that includes Helsley. And Phil Maton has been really good too, but so you get in a situation today though where you have three good relievers you can trust. Romero's toast, King is toast. They weren't going to use Matt Svensson, so I'm not sure why he's here if you're not going to use him. So anyway, like in the situation, you know, it sort of brought it to a head again. Marmol basically had a decision between Fernandez or Matt Svensson, and he went with Fernandez. And Fernandez should be in Memphis. He should have not even been in Atlanta. And so it's a tough spot for the manager. The manager made a decision that's easy to criticize. But I think there's a bigger picture here, and that bigger picture is that this bullpen is simply lousy. Mm-hmm. And if a couple of your key people aren't available on a given day, good luck trying to negotiate those final three or four innings, especially with an offense that, has been shooting a lot of blanks lately.
It's kind of shocking. Bernie, you and I thought that this bullpen was going to be a real strength, even if they took a step back from what they did last year in a historic season. It looked like a strength coming in. I remember one day on the Gas House Gang, we kind of not made fun of, but sort of crossed our eyes at a national piece that mentioned the bullpen probably being a weakness for the Cardinals, and we just didn't see it. And here we are. Admittedly, it's only April 23rd, but it absolutely has been a weakness.
Well, I said a lot of times that this bullpen would not come close to matching what we saw last year because history tells us when a bullpen is at that high of a level that, there's going to be a regression. It happens frequently. And I think the Cardinals assumed too much that, we're fine in the bullpen, and they weren't fine in the bullpen. I thought this bullpen would be capable of being solid. It's certainly not like this glaring weakness. But the idea that they were going to be able to do what they did last year, it just wasn't based on any kind of reality. I mean, there was going to be regression. Bullpens go up and down all the time. Guys go bad all of a sudden. Fernandez was so good as a rookie. Now he doesn't have a slider. His fastball's flat. I mean, all of a sudden, it's just everything's changed. Romero, all of a sudden, it started like the last 4 months of last year. Can't get right-handed hitters out. John King, the batted ball luck has finally turned against him. I mean, I could go on and on and on. The point is, bullpens are so volatile, you can never really count on a great performance or a good performance being repeated the following season because these relievers are all over the place. There's also a lot of injuries and free agents leave, you know. So, yeah, I did not expect it to be this rotten, though. I really didn't. And I think the people, the national perspective, were talking about it being a bad bullpen. I think they were just being ignorant. I don't think they even knew what the situation was.
No, I agree with that 100%. when you make 40-man roster moves, like if you've got a starting pitcher that you just don't want to lose and you're putting them on the 40-man, even if they don't have great big league aspirations right now, that's okay. Same thing with position players. But, Bernie, when you put a relief pitcher on a 40-man roster with how many relievers you see go through a single season, you got to trust that they can pitch in the big leagues. And they made that decision this offseason with Matt Swanson. Then they make the decision to put him on the active roster, and he's just sitting there. And it is perplexing to me because I don't think any team in Major League Baseball can have a relief pitcher on the 40-man roster that they simply do not trust.
Because all Major League bullpens get stressed, even the Dodgers, who have a 20 billion dollar payroll or whatever. All bullpens get stressed. You can never have enough of them, and the ones that you have, you've decided they were worthy, as you pointed out, to be on the 40-man roster. You have to use them. You can't be picky. You have to use them. And what's the worst thing that happens to Swanson, like today? Okay, maybe he gives up a double and a single and the Braves take the lead. You know, maybe he's not good. But we know that Fernandez hasn't been good all season. His ERA is up to about 11.5. So why are you afraid to use Swanson? You brought him up here. You can't wait for a game to be a blowout by 6 or 7 runs one way or the other. It makes no sense. You know, the Cardinals brag about their depth, but yet they don't use their depth. And some of the stuff Ollie Marmol said after the game today really caught my attention when he was talking about there's nothing down below that can come up here and make us better. I mean, he was basically saying they really don't have any faith in the people down in AAA. And I thought that was a message he was sending to the front office a little bit. It's like, okay, this is what I'm stuck with. We're going to have to make the best with it. We're going to work hard. We're going to do what we can. But there's nothing down in Memphis that can help us. That's basically what he said. I thought that was a pretty damning statement, mm-hmm. to be honest with you. I really do.
I think there's
accuracy to it as well.
I agree. Like there's just a bunch of guys that they don't feel comfortable pitching right now, and that's not a great spot to be in. I'm also frustrated, Bernie, with the fact that look, if you're running out like Chris Roycroft and you're saying, well, this guy's just got to get better and we're going to have him learn on the job because he's a young guy, or any Gordon Graceffa, like any young guy that's untested, if that's what you're doing, like I can kind of do the okay, they're doing the runway, they're doing the transition year, they're doing all this, but they ran Phil Maton out there 13 of 23. Like, you know, Maton's not exactly a young guy, not a big part of the organization's future. They're making now decisions in the game. Yet they're sitting here in a year. Like it doesn't all make sense. Like that's the point I'm trying to get to. Doesn't all add up.
No, and then you know Maton has been a great signing, but yet it didn't cost him hardly anything, and it was the only outside spending they did, $2 million. And there are still our colleague and friend Kevin Wheeler. We were texting today. You know, Kevin pointed out, reminded me, there's still relievers out there, mm-hmm. and you see relievers changing hands. Going from one team to the other a lot. I mean, these guys are like easy to locate, easily transportable, and you can always find one or two or whatever. And they did nothing except Maton. And Maton's really good. But to your point, he wasn't available today because Marmol, and I give him credit for this, just thought he had to be off limits. They don't want this guy to break. They don't want to burn him out in April. And but yeah, you mentioned Roycroft real quick, man. They do this all the time. You know, they hype and hype and hype Roycroft all off season, okay? And he had a great spring, and they hyped him some more. And then as soon as he gets banged around a little bit, they couldn't wait to get him to Memphis. Yet Ryan Fernandez, the poor guy, does not have a slider anymore, and he's got to get it fixed. That's why you have the minor leagues. Yet they stay with him, and, you know, I'm exaggerating on purpose. You know, they sent Roycroft to Memphis in about 15 minutes. The inconsistency here is just staggering. It really is.
Before we get you out of here, just real quick, Blues lose the first two games. Back at home tomorrow, what do they need to do to have some success here in these next two games and maybe make this thing a series again?
Yeah, I'm going to repeat what I said in the video. First of all, they got to get back to their 5-on-5 game. They were the best 5-on-5 team in the league since when Montgomery took over, and they were incredible late in the season. They were terrible at 5-on-5 in those two games at Winnipeg. The other thing is that they're losing a terribly in the high danger battle. Winnipeg's getting the high danger chances. The Blues aren't. You don't see the Blues offensively in front of anybody's net. I know Monty made a big deal about that, and I know he's you know, in basically telling the guys, you got to crash the net. And the other thing is the third periods. You know, the Blues were a really strong third period team, and that was not the case in the first two games. They just kind of vanished. And I think maybe their attempt to, like, try to muscle Winnipeg with a lot of hits, it actually took more out of them than it did the Jets.
Bernie, our conversations is always being brought to you by Saliga Heating and Cooling. Can you tell us about your friends over at Saliga?
I'd love to. And Matt, it's great to be with you, my man. Saliga Heating and Cooling has been taking care of the Miklas family for about 17 years now. And this independent American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning dealer, been taking care of St. Louis since 1927. I'm sure some of those listening to us can vouch for that. They probably had their grandparents and their parents, and now they're calling Saliga. And why not? Saliga is the best there is. And I speak from experience, man. They're totally honest. They're professional. They're knowledgeable. When they say they're going to be at your home during a certain time, a two-hour period or whatever, they show up. And when you call someone at Saliga Heating and Cooling, 314-481-7333, you talk to a real person who can get something in action for you rather than you have to wait for callbacks. You can leave a voicemail and you don't hear back from somebody. They don't do that. Their customer service is exceptional. And take it from the Miklases. One other thing just to tell you before I go, go to SaligaHeatingandCooling.com and take a look at the Priority Club. It's a maintenance program, and preventative maintenance will save you money because it extends the life of your equipment, and it also gives you the peace of mind knowing all your equipment is working very, very well and you're safe. So take a look at the Priority Club. To do that and to take a look at everything at Saliga, go to SaligaHeatingandCooling.com. That's SaligaHeatingandCooling.com. Thank you.
The Bernie Miklas Report is sponsored by Saliga Heating and Cooling, an American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Back to the Graybar Sports Open Live on 104.1 FM, KMOX.
Back at it on a Wednesday night, full two-hour program because the Cardinals play today. We'll do the same thing tomorrow night on Cardinals off day. Tomorrow, the Blues get back at it as they attempt to get back into the series against Winnipeg. They are down 0-2 after a 5-3 and 2-1 loss, respectively, in the first two games. Games that I think you can look at and see ways they could have won, but they don't win either. To talk all things St. Louis Blues, happy to welcome on to the program. You hear her hosting, co-hosting the Chris and Amy show every weekday midday here on KMOX, but of course, long history with hockey, and used to cover the Blues when we had the Blues here on KMOX. We're doing host and reporting on Blues Radio. She is our good friend, Amy Markscores, also known as Hockey Amy. Amy, thanks for taking some time with us. How are you?
Hey, Matt. I love being on Sports Open Line.
Yeah, absolutely. We love having Hockey Amy here, and let's get right into it. Blues down 0-2. What is it going to take over these next two games at home for them to find a way to be legitimately back in this series?
Well, I mean, the easy answer is you win both games at home and the series resets. Now the scoreboard 0-0. If you can take it back to Winnipeg 2-2, obviously you're in a better position. You're in a bad spot. You're in a bad spot if you lose one of these games at Enterprise. Going down 3-1, heading to Winnipeg is a massive hill to climb. The good news is the Blues are playing well at home. They've been undefeated at Enterprise since February 23rd. That 12 games win streak at home is the longest in the NHL this season. So you have that going for you. But Matt, I think whatever happens in this game, it's going to be a game of splitting hairs like we had in the first two.
So what? Sometimes it's luck, but sometimes it's just the small moments that differentiate yourself out. What have you seen from the you compare first and third periods, and they have not been as good in the third as they've been in the first. Jim Montgomery talked a lot today about being better in front of the other goal. They've been good in front of their own goal, but not good in front of the other goal. Like, what are these small things that maybe they can do that can accumulate up to them being better in these very small moments?
Yeah, you know, and it's so interesting, Matt, because those small moments can swing the game drastically. Game two in Winnipeg, you look at the goal that the second goal that went in, Kyle Connor's goal, and how Binnington's stick got caught in Parayko's skate. Maybe Kyle Connor would have scored anyway. Who knows? We know the first goal, right? There was more contact in front of Binnington. So you think, man, you wish you could have those back. At the same time, Binnington kept the Blues in that game. Winnipeg, whether it was Appleton or Kyle Connor, had multiple chances point blank on Binnington that honestly it could have been a 4-1 or 5-1 game in the blink of an eye. So a big one is going to be the goaltender's performance. You brought up the third period. Winnipeg's defense is absolute nails when they are ahead in the third period. The Blues had four shots on goal in that last game in the third period, and they didn't have any good high-quality chances. They couldn't penetrate the D. They couldn't get down low. They couldn't get in the blue paint. So, yes, the Blues are going to have to figure out a way to break through Winnipeg's defense because right now the defense has been successful. I think also on the Blues side of things, man, Kyle Connor and Mark Scheifele, they've been playing together forever, and they have been really successful down low against the Blues. Somehow the Blues have to apply more pressure in that forecheck, especially with that top line.
Yeah, that's interesting you say that because that was something Jim Montgomery specifically talked about. They're not being tough enough against Winnipeg's top-level players. And especially in the Stanley Cup playoffs, you have to lift your level of physicality and you have to make other players uncomfortable. And, Amy, would you agree? It seems at times, especially as the game goes along, some of these top guys for Winnipeg, it doesn't look like they're uncomfortable out there. Yeah. It doesn't look like the Blues are doing a lot to slow them down.
No, it's not. And again, it's really especially that top line, Connor and Scheifele, and they do a couple of things. When we're talking about splitting hairs, if you have that top line, and you know, Iafallo's in that as well, when you have a top line, they've played together for a long time. They know where the other is going to be. It makes each pass and each shot that much quicker. Again, I keep going back to Kyle Connor's goal because he got that shot off so quickly. He knew where Scheifele was going to throw that puck to him when he was coming down the slot. And you can't leave him alone in the slot. And then you go back to a couple of the power plays that the Blues had. They didn't have a ton of opportunities right there down Broadway in front of Hellebuck. But when they did, there were twice that they double-clutched on the shot. It feels like nitpicking, but in the playoffs, double-clutching on a power play when you have a clear shot, that can be the difference between winning and losing a game.
Something that Bernie Miklas brings up a lot, Amy, is that since Jim Montgomery took over, the Blues have basically been the best 5-on-5 team in hockey. We're not seeing that through the first two games. We can talk all we want about the power play, the PK, like whatever else is going on, but don't the Blues just have to find a way to raise their level 5-on-5?
They do. And you know how, you know the cliche on how your best guys have to be your best guys? Mm-hmm. I sound like a broken record with Kyle Connor and Mark Scheifele, but 5-on-5, when those two are on the ice, the Jets are outscoring the Blue 4-0, which means their best guys are playing better than our best guys right now. Now, it could turn around, right? I mean, we can turn this thing around in the sense that because it's been so close, I'm excited that we've got guys like Jimmy Snuggerud who don't have a lot of experience, but have the ability to adjust. I said this earlier this week. You know, the pace of playoff hockey is fast. We've got three guys that are playing in the playoffs for the first time. They're getting a lot of ice time. I think they have an opportunity to adjust, and I kind of like that youth, maybe as an advantage, as opposed to a veteran who is, he's given it all he's got. He's not adjusting anymore. But these young guys can still adjust. I think they can still push their game up.
Yeah, Montgomery, when talking about Snuggerud today, said that, you know, maybe he looked a little bit intimidated in game number one, but he looked fine in game number two. And mm-hmm. It was kind of that way when he first joined the team. That first game, maybe he looked a little bit slow. It was a little bit not quite there. But for the most part, this is somebody who's walked in from college hockey to the NHL, yeah. And he just kind of looks like he fits. Like he's not playing at an all-star level or anything like that. That hopefully will come. But there's something to be said about a guy who just walks onto the ice, and it feels like he fits with what they're doing.
It's actually insane. I think was that his ninth NHL game ever? I think it was his ninth NHL mm-hmm. game. He was on the ice, Matt, with less than 60 seconds to go in the game. The amount of confidence that means the coach has in you as a young player. So Snuggerud's been outstanding. One thing to watch, I don't know if you noted this earlier in the show, Robert Thomas did not practice this morning. Tom Timmerman of the Post-Dispatch, a good friend of mine, we covered the Blues together a long time ago, but he said Thomas was moving a bit slowly. Jim Montgomery saying, no, this is a maintenance day. He will be ready to go for game three.
Yeah, that was the message today, and hopefully that stays true. Something else Montgomery said was he mentioned how much of an advantage it can be in St. Louis and having the crowd. And I'm not just trying to like do a pat ourselves on mm-hmm. the back. We're St. Louis and we're talking sports and we're a great sports town. But when you're down 0-2, there is some responsibility for the fans to help give as much energy as possible with this series shifting to the Enterprise Center.
Yeah, I mean, I think so, absolutely. It's just they've talked about a lot of intangibles with this team. Why did this team go on this 12-game winning streak? How did they forge their way into the playoffs when it was looking bleak? And they used intangibles like love. I think you said, like, we love each other. We're playing for each other, which can be kind of cheesy and schmaltzy. But any edge that you can get in the playoffs matters. And I do think that intangible edge, as kitschy as it sounds, does mean something. There is a true home ice advantage. Here at Enterprise, the Blues have played great. And again, I think, too, for guys like a Snuggerud that are younger, that are playing in this atmosphere for the first time, playoff hockey at home, Matt, you've been to a million games. You know how even as a media guy, it is palpable, the energy that's mm-hmm. in the arena. So I do hope that carries over for sure.
She is Amy Markscores. You follow her on Twitter at Amy, M-A-R-X-K-O-R-S. She becomes Hockey Amy on Twitter during Blues games, so make sure to follow along with that. Amy, Chris and Amy, tomorrow, I think I'm on with you guys tomorrow, so we'll reverse roles at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Always looking forward to chatting with you, Matt.
Awesome. Thanks, Amy. That's Amy Markscores joining us here on the program, and hopefully the Blues keep winning and we'll have more opportunities to get Hockey Amy onto the program as the Blues trying to find a win, right? Trying to find a win here before all is said and done. A couple wins in their home building would be nice and just reset the series. They got to find the win that was in their sails there during the long winning streak. But again, it's different. It's so many things change going from the regular season to the postseason. It's just different. So big game coming up tomorrow night. We'll take a break, come back, wrap up hour number one. We'll open up phone lines, text messages, tweets, all that stuff after the 7 o'clock news for you to give a thought on what's going on with the Cardinals. I know a lot of people are thinking through that. So we've still got a lot to get to before we get done today at 8 o'clock. This is a Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.